Random thought. Should a pregnant woman be allowed to drive in the HOV lane without penalty? And I ask this because this just happened in your wonderful country of Texas. Not the state of Texas, but the country of Texas. where this plain old woman, she's on I-635, right? And she was stopped by at a sheriff's checkpoint talking to HOV drivers. Of course, people who are solo riding the HOV lane because I got places to go, I got places to be, and I need to be there now. And she was one of those people, and she was in a car by herself, and officers are like, you know, this is illegal. He's like, no, well, you know, it's two of us here. He's looking around the car like, no, it's only you. She goes, no, I'm 34 weeks pregnant. And since Texas believes that at conception, it's a human being, it's two of us in this goddamn car, and I'm fighting this ticket all the way.
I agree with this woman, especially after the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Had that not happened, I'd been like, come on, ma'am, that's a stretch. But you know what? I believe her. There's two people, there's two human beings in that vehicle. Mm-hmm. So you should be able to ride the HOV lane if you're pregnant. Now, question is, how do you validate that you're pregnant? Because from a cop's perspective, some women you can look at and be like, they're pregnant. Some of them you might be like, I don't know if you're pregnant. Then what if you're 12 weeks pregnant? And you're not showing.
Right. See, because that's the thing. As guys, we can't just go, well, ma'am, you're in the lane by yourself. Are you pregnant? How dare you ask me such a question? You know, I mean, you can't just assume. We've been taught this over and over and over and over again. Don't assume that a woman is pregnant. You wait until she tells you. Now, does it count? Now, they said it's at conception. So does it mean that if she's 12 weeks pregnant, is that still pregnant enough to ride in the HOV lane? Or is it 34 weeks that's okay because you're definitely showing? You know, does it matter the age of the human?
I think what the cops should do, they should be given pregnancy tests. And so you pull someone over and they say they're pregnant, just, hey, just pee on the stick. give me your license and registration and pee on the stick real quick and I'll be back.
some of those guys will have a fetish about that. How about she just hands him a paternity test? You are the father.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Go on, go on, go on. No ticket.
You know, maybe a picture of the sonogram, something. But,
hey, you can download those off of Google.
Then guys will start using, I'm pregnant.
Hey, look, after a good dinner, I can use that because my stomach will be like, hey, look, 3 months.
It's like, officer, have you ever had the pork chop at Perry's? You would understand.
Okay, then what's the unborn child's name? Tomahawk, as in steak. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, kind of like this one. Well, we are those people, and we've been having those conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 92. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
This one made rounds last week, and there was a lot of uproar and a lot of discussion around State Senator Tierra Mack, mm-hmm. who decided to get in. She was in her bathing suit at the beach, and she's a state senator in Rhode Island, and does a handstand and twerks. Now, for those of us who are West Indian, we've seen this in the dance hall a number of times. That would, you know, so that's nothing new. But there are people who were really upset because of her position and her response to everybody as they were saying stuff is like, I'm still an Ivy League graduate and I'm still a state senator. So what?
True. You are an Ivy League graduate and state senator. To me, you should know better. So by doing that, it's great that you're going to try to get some followers. I think 70,000 people viewed that as soon as, you know, she put that on her Twitter. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at voters. If that's if you're basing who you want to vote for based on a headstand twerk compared to what their policies are, what their beliefs are, what things they want to achieve and accomplish, mm-hmm. well, then that's the problem with voters. If anybody is like who doesn't pay attention and they're just like, oh, she can twerk and headstand and do a twerk, she got my vote. Those people are the ones that don't need to vote.
And there are a lot of those people on social. I saw a lot of people like, well, she got my vote. Oh, I'm going to read her bill. I'm going to. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is lowering the standard and lowering the bar extremely low. And I say that not because a state senator is twerking. I'm talking about the level of twerk that she did. That was a horrible twerk. That was very horrible. That was grade Z. I mean, it was bad. On a scale of 1 to 10, it was minus 5. Okay? So everybody who is giving her props just for twerking, stop it.
Well, because I'm torn on this issue. Because I do believe she can do whatever the hell she wants with her social media platform. There's nothing wrong with that. Express yourself, everyone, express yourself. Engage your constituents, everyone, engage with them. But then where I struggle with is if you want to be taken seriously and if you want men to take you seriously, it's kind of hard. You know what I mean? Because I would hope that men wouldn't look at that and just be focused on the twerk and, you know, focused on what everyone else was focused on in the video. But then how do you want to be taken seriously in government? Like, how do you, especially by men, and you're in Rhode Island. It's not like I don't even know if there's an MLK Street in Rhode Island. I mean, it's not like a whole lot of black people.
It's not Atlanta or Houston.
It's not Atlanta, strip clubs, right?
Where strip clubs are like liquor stores, a dime a dozen on every corner.
Exactly. And so I'm just like, I get it, but do you really think this was the best thing for you? And true, you're still an Ivy League graduate and you're still a senator, but that's like saying, well, I'm still rich. Who cares? Mm-hmm.
I just want to point out, there is a Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School in Providence, Rhode Island. There's a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center, I think that is, there in Newport, Rhode Island. So an old MLK playground in Providence, Rhode Island. So, Rhode
Island. What's the African-American population in Rhode Island?
Okay, now you're trying to ask real questions. Don't do that. I mean, I'm just saying, you asked a simple question. Let's see. African-American population in Rhode Island, it's 69,000 black people. What's the percent of Rhode Island is black? 6.54%. So she got 6.01% of the vote. You know, and to your point, to be taken seriously, if you quote the great philosopher, Christopher Rockenstein, you may know him by his stage name, Chris Rock. he said, I've never gotten no financial advice from a stripper. You know, I think you need to diversify your portfolio while she's twerking on you. So you're right. To your point, people are going to see that and see it for what it is, and they're going to comment on it. But are they really going to vote for you and expect and trust in you what you're going to do for them, for the benefit of them, based on your twerking skills? No, it's got to be based on something more than that. Now, at the same time, what she's doing is getting people's attention. Now, if she has something to say, and we always talk about getting people's attention. Pastors talk about going to where the devil is at work so we can bring them back to the church, right? You know, all this, you got to go to where people are to bring them in to what you need. And that's what she wants, people to pay attention to what she's trying to do for the community. And there's that. And this is nothing new in the sense of politicians doing crazy ads or stunts to get attention. I mean, you had, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, the guy down in Louisiana who was smoking weed because in his political ad. And he got this new conservative, another black guy who's got his AR-15 saying Democrats want to take away your AR-15s, but you need them because what happens when the Klan comes for you? And he shows the Klan coming up to his house and then turning around and running when he walks outside with his AR-15. Again, this is all just to get people's attention. At the end of the day, that's what politicians do.
But this is why our government is in shambles, because it's do whatever it takes to get elected and then sit on your hands once you're in office. You know, so this is a problem. I mean, I think if we had more politicians that I think it's going to sound judgy, but I think took it seriously, I think more people would get engaged in voting. But right now, you know, politics and the voting season, it's like watching WWE. You know, who's going to be more exciting? Who's going to who's going to get the most noise and all that stuff, but they're not going to do anything. And so I think you'd get more people engaged in voting if they believe that you were serious about it. I'm not saying that just because she twerks, she's not serious, but I'm just saying this doesn't help.
Then you don't know, though. And we'll have to see what the results of the election are, because at the end of the day, Trump was not what people expected politicians to be, and he didn't behave as a politician. And look how popular he became, right? And granted, he was popular before, but he became even more so. He became even cultish, to be honest, right? Changed the entire Republican Party. So, and that's because he did the outlandish.
But not for the better.
And so now politicians are doing more outlandish stuff.
He didn't change the Republican Party for the better.
I didn't say it was for the better. I just said he changed it.
Yeah, he did. But I mean, he didn't like make it better. So that's the problem.
It's Trump.
People are like, hey, this works. It's like, this works. So let's just do this. It's like advertising. Sex sells, right? Yeah. So they're just doing whatever it takes to get the attention and get the likes and get all the retweets. But, you know, we'd have to see.
Yeah, indeed.
I don't think that would fly if she was a Texas senator. You know, we don't play that.
Well, maybe in Houston. Houston's known for their strip clubs now. So, you know, there was this thing that that popped up on Twitter the other day. We got this from rgrtpod@gmail.com and this bullshit. And photographer who had said, you know, congratulations to the bride and the groom on jumping the broom. And the picture had people a little upset, right? Even to one person saying, jumping the broom is not for white women, even if they are marrying a Negro. Didn't know we were still using that term. Okay. and that was just the beginning of a lot of the backlash, to the point that even one woman said, I'm getting married to a white man next year, and we've been debating whether or not this is okay for us. I want to honor my ancestors, but I sure as hell don't want everybody talking about us the way people are in these quotes. And people were upset that this black man took his white wife and jumped over the broom.
I'm like, who cares? You could be two white people and jump over a broom. Who gives a shit? That's your wedding. You do it whoever you want. Now, what I'm curious about is how that story went viral. So let's say if I do something, like if, God forbid, I got married, right? I jump
God
the broom.
Forbid.
I mean, it's a joke. But let's say I get married tomorrow. And I'm going to put that on my social, put pictures of me and my bride. And I would post that to normally friends. So, or if I just posted it publicly, that means somebody either shared it or somebody else saw it.
The photographer posted this. That's why.
Got it.
Because the photographer, part of the contract you have with the photographer is that they will be able to use your photos to promote their.
Got it.
So he said, congratulations to this couple, to the point, even I think the first comment that shows up on my feed is, why would you even photograph this?
Okay, so it's the photographer's photo. Got it. I thought they posted it and the thing went viral. But regardless, I think if a Negro and a white woman or white man.
A Negroid and a Caucasoid. Yeah. Let's take it back to the ancestors.
if an interracial couple wants to participate in things that's part of that
Clarence culture, Thomas and his wife, go ahead.
If they're part of that culture here, that's totally fine. You know, what if someone is black and the other person is of Indian, you know, descent, and they want to do something that represents Indian culture? You could get mad at the black person for participating in that. Like, who cares? It's their wedding. If you don't like it, then don't do it when you get married. But why put all these negative comments on this picture?
So, but you understand why people were upset, though, or the reasoning they were saying that they're upset. Not why they were upset. You don't understand why they were upset, but you understand the reason that they were saying, because they were saying that the reason that this shouldn't happen is because this was a tradition that slaves had to use because they weren't allowed to marry. So that's how they signified that they were getting married, by jumping over the broom, because they weren't allowed the ceremony. They weren't allowed the rituals, none of that. So this was a black tradition. And so basically saying, yeah, everything ain't for everybody.
Okay. But so what if it was a black? I get it. But A, to be upset or to be that, you know, bothered or triggered by it is ridiculous. But does that mean that you can't participate in anything that was associated with black culture, especially during slavery times? You can't do anything So if you're a white person dating a black person, you can't sing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. You can't do any of that. You can't eat the bad parts of the pig because that's why that's why slaves ate that because they couldn't get the nice stuff. White people weren't eating chitlins back in the early 1800s.
I'll tell you what, then, if that's the case, the next cookout I go to, that's my white side coming out. No chitlins for me, please. No chitlings for me, please.
So I mean, I'm like, why didn't let that bother you? And this was what he wanted to do with his wife. And they jumped in. If you don't like it, great. But
right.
I just find it interesting for people that it's one thing to look at something and be like, oh, I don't agree with that. But it's a whole nother thing to be like, I have to comment on that. And this is just wrong. I'm like, what's wrong with you? So, no, I see nothing wrong with it. Kudos to you. Beautiful couple. Happy for you.
And you know what? So this is the wonders of social media. And, you know, as people are dragging this black man, that's the problem with black men marrying these white women. And they do this. Of course, somebody then snatches this picture. And goes, hey, talk to your sis, fam. And they show the black woman with a white man jump in the room and go, hey, 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 hey. It ain't just us, goddamn it. Hey, I love social media for this. The back and forth is so petty. I love it. I live for it, actually. Here's another one that got people kind of talking to.
Never put my baby father on child support. Well, I'm gone, he's gone, or the baby's gone. We have to communicate because I believe in family. So until one of those things happen, that man needs to be your friend. And you can't build a friendship when you get the courts involved to put him on child support to make these small ass payments because you're low key living off the payments. Child support to be spiteful and to, you know, try to help maintain their life. I'm not built for that, okay? I would rather just work a little bit harder and deal with the headache of having to work a little bit harder or go a little bit harder than to put my baby daddy on child support. I'm not doing it.
She said what she said and she meant what she said.
Ignorant ass. I hate this. I hate this with a passion, and here's why. There are way too many fathers that are not held accountable for the children, and especially in the black community. There's way too many men that are doing that. And what has happened is a lot of black women have had to make the choice that the dude's a piece of crap. I got to work harder means I got to struggle. And the guy is not being held accountable for it. And in some cases, it's possible to have that friendship, as she calls it, and say, hey, look, tell you what. What if I give you $400 a month and then I see the baby, you know, we alternate every other week and all that kind of stuff? It's possible. But women should hold these men accountable and take them to court. And going to court doesn't mean y'all don't have a good friendship. It's just making it legal. Because I had a friend of mine that, one of my fraternity brothers actually, had that type of situation, had that arrangement where they were giving money and was involved. And then all of a sudden, she wanted more and then took him to court. He goes to court and was saying that he's given this, this, and this. And the judge was like, well, those were gifts. You didn't actually give child support, and locked him up, put him in jail for a little bit because of being owed back child support. So to me, the court keeps it legal. But for her to say, I would rather work harder and all that, there's so many black women who've tried working harder, but it's hard, especially in this economic times and with Roe v. Wade turning. No, women, take that man to court. Make it legal. Have a document. Even if it's $200, if it's $500, go to court. Make it legal. You don't have to. The court does give a dollar amount, but you could easily say, actually, that's too much. I want it to be this. And y'all can agree on what that is, and it's fine. So what she said is just stupid. In my opinion.
I mean, I see it both ways. And I think, especially in the sense, guys, you should want to. Just because if things go sideways, just like you talked about, those were gifts. You still owe child support. Yeah, no. You do kind of want that to make sure that you do have some accountability. It doesn't mean that's the only thing you do, though.
Right.
And that's the key thing. I think, and this is why I never wanted to be involved in this kind of rigmarole, because I never wanted to have to deal with child support or the baby mama drama and all that stuff. That's why for me it was always, my child grows up in my house, right? Plain and simple. So if the child's going to grow up in my house, that means he's got to grow up in the house with my wife, because we ain't just shacking up. Plain and simple, right? But I think when it comes down to it, it's accountability for both sides. And you're right. There are a lot of people who are not involved and feel, oh, because I come by and pick so-and-so up, or because I gave this or I gave that. But then you're out there flossing. And sometimes you don't even know that people have kids until Father's Day comes around. And all of a sudden on IG, they got 150 pictures of them and the kid. I'm like, where did this come from? You have a what? I know you had bottles in the club. I didn't know you had a kid. Oh, you got five of them. Jeez.
Yes. But it's so true that you have guys that will... I've known too many dudes who don't really... they have kid. They don't really see them. They don't do anything with them. Father's Day come around. They're like, yeah, look at my kid. I'm like, you're not around that kid. Right. But it's whatever. But put the kid on child support. And then...
Don't put the kid on child support. Put the father on child support.
But to the guys.
The kid.
I wouldn't date a woman who has kids and the dad is not paying. Now, the dad's in jail. The dad's deceased. Mm-hmm. Total different game, right?
Right.
But if the dad is out here running the streets, but he's not contributing anything, and you're not holding him accountable to it, I wouldn't want to date you, because then now I got to take care of not only you and your kids, which you'd have to do anyway if you're dating somebody, right, but this dude is not contributing anything. Yeah. And you're not even making him do anything, and I hold him accountable to it. I call BS on that.
That's a strong stance, but I totally get it. Because and I guess, when do you bring that up on a date? Like, you know, on the first date, when she's like, yeah, I have two kids. Where's the daddy? How much is he paying?
No. So here's what I do. Here's what I do. If someone tells me they have kids, I'm like, awesome. You know, how many kids do you have? And it's like, two. Okay, two kids, I can still work with that. If it was like, I have five kids, I'm like, hey, well, it's nice meeting you. But if she tells me that, you know, she has a couple of kids, I'm like, cool. And then the next time we talk, you know, I might, you know, she might say something about the kids. I'm like, oh, so is their dad still involved? And that's when you kind of hear it. They're like, oh, yeah, we have a great relationship. The dad has them every other week and da-da-da. Okay, great. I don't ask then if he's paying child support, but at least he's involved. That's right. Great. Now, if they're like, no, their dad's a piece of shit, I don't talk to him, da-da-da.
That's I'm sorry, like, mother.
So does he see his kids? Like, he don't do that. I'm like, is he paying child support at least? No. Da-da-da. Then I'm like, well, I'm out. Because I don't want to have to deal with it. I don't want to have
to deal
with
that. Good luck with that.
I don't want to date anybody who hates their baby's dad. So I agree with her that you have to have a good friendship with the parent of your children. If y'all are no longer in a relationship, y'all have to have a good relationship. I don't want to date someone that has a confrontational relationship with their kid's father, because that means we're going to be out having a great dinner, and all of a sudden he's going to text her some bullshit that's going to set her off. And now I got to listen to this crap, and you're going to ruin my night as I'm trying to eat my steak. You know, now I was in a good mood, you know, got a nice ambiance. We got a Malbec. I got my steak. And now I got to listen to you vent about the dude that you slept with twice and had two kids with. At least twice, and had two kids with, and how much you hate his guts.
About the bad decisions you made in life. I was waiting for you to say that. I was waiting for you to say, I got to listen to you better about these bad decisions you made in your life, and now I got to deal with it.
I told some coworkers, we were at a bar at happy hour, and you know, they're just talking and venting about their kids' dads. And I'm just like, just listen to them talk bad about these dudes that I've never met. And so I said, well, let me ask y'all a question. How many kids y'all have? And each of them had two. I'm like, same dad? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, he can't be that bad, because you both slept with him twice, at least. So was he awesome when he had the first kid, and then all of a sudden, after the second kid, then he turned into a piece of crap? Or was he a piece of crap originally, and you just chose to be with him, and that's your fault?
Right. Well, I'm interested. You've got me here now. What did they say? You can't leave us hanging like that.
Didn't say anything. They just looked shocked that I said that, because I said that to them, and I didn't... I actually dropped the F-bomb. I just want to say it on the show. But they just looked at me, and I just took a sip of my whiskey and went back to watching the game. They was, I mean, what can you say? So don't talk so negatively about the person that you chose to have multiple children with. They couldn't have been that bad, because you slept with them at least twice. Now, if they turned to crap after kid two, okay, maybe. But I just don't think it's good to talk negative about your kid's father or mother.
Right.
Two strangers. I just don't think that's cool.
Not at all. And I will say this too, just to go back to your point, guys, you should want to kind of get on child support just to make sure you have the checks and balances as it goes along. And here's the key thing. I don't know how many states actually do this, but in the state of South Carolina, if you go into child support court, the first thing the judge is going to say, is this your child? And if you say, or anything other than yes, they go, all right, paternity test. So if you're in a state like that and she doesn't want you to want to put you on child support, you may want to go get a tester.
Yeah.
There's a story to be told here. Not today, but we'll tell it soon enough. I'll tell that story. Get the test, pay the support, take care of your kids, plain and simple. And read to your kids too, man. Hey, don't forget, we are back Wednesday. We are back, Married at First Sight, Season 15, San Diego, Episode 2. We're already through one wedding, and from everything they're showing so far, Terrell, in the previews for Episode 2, it's looking as if we're going to get through the other four weddings pretty quickly.
I hope so. Isn't next week's, is it 3 hours again?
Yep.
I hate you. This is looking like, we'll see. I'm going to have to watch, what's the thing afterwards with Rudy?
After Party?
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch After Party.
Yo, I will say this. The After Party this past week was amazing to watch. Justin and Stacia, you could tell they have something happening throughout the season where they just don't get along because he's like, come on, girl, you know what this is? She's like, no, boy, I don't.
Yeah, you told me about it. That's why I kind of want to see it. But I'm just curious. I didn't like having to watch After Party before, but there's some little nuggets that you get, afterwards. But we shall see.
And keep in mind, we don't watch After Party till after we already record, because we record right after the show. Because some of us got to get to work early in the morning. But you know what? The folks are very happy to see you back for season 15. So we're happy to be back. Terrell is smiling on the inside, big cheesy grin.
No, I'm not.
And then, of course, next Sunday, we're back, 90 Day Fiancé. Man, it's a lot of reality TV.
Yeah, it's annoying, but, you know, you led me slowly down this rabbit hole, and now I feel like I can't get out.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.